Blog Talk Radio.
What up, what up? You know what it is. It's your boy, PDP, coming to you live on Saving Africa Respectfully on Blog Talk Radio Network. Hey, I ain't going to tell you the day or the time, but I'm just going to tell you right now is the time. So whatever you're thinking of, whatever it is that you want to become, stop thinking it and become it. You know what I'm talking about? Stop. Just stop. That's all I'm going to say. Just stop. Because nobody cares about it more than you. You know what I'm saying? Get into the instrumental, and we're going to get straight into the interview. Let's go. Got my homeboy, LaShawn Basie, getting on tonight. Saving Africa Respectfully. Let's go. Chris Brown, Spiker. That's what me and LaShawn remind me of myself of. So whenever you girls get too much infatuated with the instrumental, when you see us two guys together, you'll be like, ha-ha, I get it. Let's go. Yo, hey, that's really one of my favorite songs right now. Chris Brown with Tiger. My girl got it. I really don't know the song, so please do not judge me. So I don't know the song, I don't know the words, but that's really one of my favorite songs because you got that beat. It goes, I need you. And for everybody that's in Lufkin, Texas right now, for everybody that's in that little town right now, and you got Des Bryant that come out of there. Reggie McNeil that came out of there. I had somebody on my show about a month ago. His name is McKenna Dixon came up out of there. And a lot of people don't know about Rashad Hunt who come up out of there too. Like, there is a lot of talented people that come up out of Lubbock, Texas. That a lot of people, man, because a lot of stuff really be taken for granted. You know what I'm saying? But tonight, well, not tonight, but today on my show, I got one of my classmates at Texas Tech. Me and him was in the class of 2005. He was my roommate. This dude was one of the best safeties that you ever seen come up out of high school. Running that 6-2-5, I believe that's what that was called. Like, TCU could dominate Texas Tech with that defense, and they actually beat us as well with that defense. But one of the dudes that was really one of the best defensive backs that Texas Tech ever seen, but it was the injuries that kept this dude from being off of the field. You know what I'm saying? Kept this dude being off the field, but off of the field, I got to know him as a person, not only on the field, but off the field, and this dude kept his grades up. When you're coming into college, you don't hear about a memorial. You don't hear about any kind of injuries, you know what I'm saying, that can really, most of the time when you hear people talk about injuries, when you hear people talk about stuff like that, they don't really get that opportunity. Let's put it like that. They don't get that opportunity to pursue their college education, pursue their college athletic ability. They don't get a chance to go there, at least do it for free. Let's just put it like that. They don't get a chance to do it for free. So, but this guy, his name is LaShawn Basie, straight up out of Irving, Texas. This dude came straight up out of Irving with another classmate of his named Brent Nickerson, who is now a coach at Irving High School. But I'm gonna get into that of how they just got whooped by this one team last year. I'm gonna get into that. But I got LaShawn on the line, and this dude right here, best safety coming up out of Texas. I'm coming from Oklahoma. He comes up out of Texas. It's him and Brent. They come out of the MacArthur High School. And LaShawn, man, and what I tell you, if you can see LaShawn, and what you will be able to see, because everything happens for a reason, but this dude comes into Texas Tech. He looks just like the number one defensive back coming out of Texas Tech, which is Vincent Meeks, and then eventually came into Dwayne Slate, who should have been a number one draft pick coming out of the time, but his 40 time really, shit, destroyed him. You know what I'm saying? And which sucks. Brother Sean, man, coming out straight up out of Urban, Texas, looking like Vincent Meeks, and he has some injuries to come along, but what really intrigues me about this guy is that me and him have a lot of things in common, but he chose to keep drinking that jug of water with him. He wasn't able to produce and participate into athletic sports after the conclusion, I'll just say, of his sophomore season, just to be safe, after the conclusion of his sophomore season, to continue to do what he had to do. And what that means is continue his degree, continue his family, which a lot of people wouldn't really do at his age. So I got to put my hands out. I live with this dude. I know him like the back of my hand, at least back then. Know him like the back of my hand. And he actually, because I grew up in a single mother home. You know what I'm saying? I grew up with, like not knowing my father and all this. But this dude, and like, right now I'm married. Right now our other best friend is engaged, Mr. Hunter. But LaShawn has been married. LaShawn has been married. He stood up to the plate, and he did what he had to do. He was the first one that got a seat while we were still in college. And continued to be a good, not only a good father figure, but a good man to be like that. And he knew what he wanted, and he didn't care what I had to say. He didn't care what Victor Hunter had to say. He didn't care what nobody had to say, because he knew what he wanted at the end of the day. And that's what I got in my show, LaShawn Bation, straight up out of Urban. He went to MacArthur High School from 05 to, we graduated in 05, let's put it like that. And that's just the kind of bond that we had, because we were so much on immature level, but now he grew up. If I get too crump, just like, yo, you know what yo, B. You know what I'm saying? What's up, bro?
What's going on, PDP, man? How you doing, man? So this is Sword. This is your radio station I've been hearing about, man.
Yeah, man, that's it. Hey, that's it, man. Hey, I'm telling you, we can go all day. But anyways, say, bro, what's up, man? How your day been going? You cool? You good?
First off, let me say congratulations, man, on how you doing, man. You always had that voice, man, and I just remember every time we was in college, man, you had these dreams, man, and nobody knew this vision, nobody knew about it but you, man, and I just want to congratulate you, man, just to get that out the way. But, man, me, I'm doing good.
That's
man. Family man, you know, working, married, you know, just taking one day at a time, nothing too special, man, you know.
Yeah, man, I feel you on that. Hey, and like you married, and you know that's crazy because you know like this, just imagine if you was coming straight up out of Urban right now. You and Brent coming straight up out of Urban. And what month is this? It's end of March, going on April. So y'all already knew because signing day is in February. So y'all already knew that you guys were coming to Texas Tech, right? So what I'm trying to say, because I look at you as a leader. You might not know, or like we gonna get into like the story, because me, you, Vic, because think about it. We got Crabtree, we got Rashad Hunt, we got a lot of people on us. Like Chris Curtis, come on, Bayshawn. Like we can really get into some depth, but to miss all of that, man, to get. Strictly into you, you was the leader out of our whole bunch. Because I'm following you because you was married first. You got two kids. You got another one on the way. I commend you for all that. Sabrina ran track here at Texas Tech. It's not like you got involved with somebody who wasn't about nothing. It wasn't like you got involved with somebody who was just about some other stupid stuff who was not athletically inclined. Sabrina got involved in all of that, and you guys got involved, you know what I'm saying, with one another, And it was just crazy because you got Sabrina who was talking to Asia. Then you had Vic talking to Dee Dee. You had me talking to somebody who I was involved with in Oklahoma. But then you got somebody who, we're talking about LeSean Jr., that just, man, took you guys' life over, like, in a positive way. And I've seen LeSean come into a black man and take care of his responsibilities. And that's one thing most of these black women don't really know about athletically inclined men, especially men with ambition. You know what I'm saying? But LeSean, he made me, you don't know this, LeSean. LeSean's dad actually came in first LeSean's brother, then LeSean's dad came to Linwood, and that's where we all stayed at, and I got to see another side of the story. And, man, like, just coming from black men, coming from black people, I really got to see another side. And that really, because I was that dude, was I was in the studio, I always want to smoke some weed, I always want to, I hit this girl, and then I hit that girl, and then I would hit probably another girl. But LeSean was just like, yo, I'm a man. You know what I'm saying? But LeSean was always better, and he didn't know, but I would always try to mimic him in a way because he didn't have to go to practice because he had a memorial. But now I see where LeSean was coming from. It's like, shoot, I got a memorial, nigga. I got a family at the same time. I can't do what you do on a daily basis. I can't skip class. I can't mess with this girl. That nigga LeSean took care of his responsibilities, took care of an apartment with him and his son and his wife, and they made an apartment. Then I ended up moving with us in Linwood. Then after that, I ended up disobeying team rules and having to go away for a whole year in LeSean. And now he's in the city of Lubbock. City of Lufkin. Like, over sports and got a family, got another kid on the way.
That shit ain't easy.
So we gonna put it like this. The ball is your court, Mr. Vation. I ain't calling you LeSean, I'm calling you Mr. Vation. So I'm gonna put it to you like this. Your freshman year, bro. Your freshman year, it was me, you, Big Sandy, a lot of us guys. But yo, you was probably supposed to play faster than any of us, but you had an injury that occurred to you. And, bro, you still came out on top. Honestly, you still came out on top, still doing what you're doing. And I just want to know, like, during your freshman year, man, well, not really a freshman year, I want to say maybe your sophomore year, but correct me if I'm wrong, but just help us know, like, how do you keep that positive attitude, man, and keep going? You know what I'm saying? Like, talk to us from your freshman year going up until your senior year, man. Just holler at us. Keep going. Hey, now we just going to listen. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man, PDP, you hit a lot of facts, man. You got me going back, man. I remember the first time actually me and Sabrina met, man, and roommates were Pete, Vic, Brent, Brennan, Trent, man. You guys opened Sabrina's open arms, you know. Having a child, you know, at a young age and being in college, man, that's tough. But at the same time, where you're trying to do what you plan to do once you go to college and play football and be a student athlete, injuries become a part of it. You know, we all go through it. Like you said, man, when I was as a freshman, I really had high expectations. Of course, I didn't. I mean, I was gonna take a red shirt, but I redshirted. You know, it was one of those things where I remember Coach Ruffin said he's going to throw me in a rotation. I mean, throw me in some positions just to see what I was going to, you know, go do. And, you know, had a good spring ball, spring practice. It was real good. But like you said, injuries, man, they come a part of it. I had to have surgery right after spring. And it was just one of those things, man, when you're going into surgery, you kind of thinking, you know, high expectations. And for me, you know, it was one of those things to where I never did come back. I was never that same defensive back after that first surgery. And so, like, I kind of got the bug, man, early. A lot of people didn't know, you know. Once I had got that injury bug, man, it was like a snowball effect. You know, I wasn't the same, and so that's part of the game. But like you said, man, when Sabrina came into it, obviously, man, we hit it hard. Obviously, Lil Junior came in the picture. And so, you know, it's like a lot of things happen all at once, man. And that's part of life, man. And you either go grow up, you know, or you either grow up, face it, or, man, you're going to melt down, one or the other. And so I was able to, you know, just see what I had on the table as far as, like, continue to play ball or just focus what I came there for. And, you know, we all want to get a degree. Pete, you probably going to laugh when you say this, man, but I can remember when Coach Dennis Simmons, you remember Coach Simmons, man? I don't know if you remember.
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, Coach Simmons, I remember he told us, man, you ain't got to be smart to get a degree.
You kept that, huh?
Hey, that's when you hear a coach say that coming in as a young, you know, young freshman, you like, man, what you mean? Of course you got to be smart, man. You got to hit the foot going there. We like, really? So it's kind of funny that you laugh at it, but I took that and ran with it, you know, because, you know, I mean, I wasn't the smartest.
But no, you're right. That's true. No, that's exactly true. And I remember the conversation, Vase, and that's the reason how this interview and, like, how our friendship is going to proceed was really going to prolong because, come on, bro, I remember you coming to me outside of Mass Communications. I was like, he was like, yo, so you mean to tell me we can get a D and still pass?
It's funny.
Go ahead, man. Go ahead.
It's funny how something little, man, can become so big in the long run. And I mean, like I said, that's part of life. But back to what Coach Simi said, you know, he's like, hey guys, he was talking to us. He was like, man, you really ain't got to be smart to get a degree in college. And so, like, you know, for us at a young age, we was like, what you mean? But, you know, that right there, what he said, that always went through my head. Going to class, school performance, whatever. But, I mean, when you pretty much have stuff laid out for you in front, it's up to you whether to not just knock it down, go through those, you know, whatever you have to go through to be successful or whatever goals you got. Or you could just, you know, turn your back and go down. But, man, it's one of those things to where, man, back to injuries. Injuries, man, it hit me at the front, you know, at the end, earlier in my tech career. It was one of those things to where I remember Coach, the trainer, Steve Pincock. I don't know if I'm saying his last name.
Oh, man. You said it right.
I remember sitting in his office, and, I mean, it was probably one of the worst days of my life, but it ended up being one of the best choices I made ever.
Same time. Hey, speak on that. Hey, Vance, before you proceed, speak on that, because only men you know, because we both came in as scholarship athletes, and before you had that meeting with Steve, and but prior to that moment, man, you had conversations. We kicked it. We done. Like, we put years in before that moment. So that was one of the worst days of your life, but one of the best days of your life. But now, when you look at where you are right now with your family, with everything that's in stake, that you can't just give, let's just put it like this, SHIT stuff up. You're a man. You a man.
Yeah.
You chose to be a man, and you are continuing to be a man. So that's one thing that you really like think about it and answer it in full effect, because, bro, everybody don't got the same mindset as you. Everybody ain't got the same manhood as you. Everybody don't got the same friends as you. You see what I'm saying? So think about, like, you got Brent Trent, who you went to hospital with. and guys are coaching high school. So think about those are the people who you're talking to right now. So before you answer that question, think about it and think about the circumstances that come along with the answers of that question. Because sometimes the most people, sometimes most of the most successful people ain't got to worry about nothing. Either they was ugly or they didn't have the ambitious mind or they just didn't get it while they was there, but they were just having to meet the right people to happen to get to the point that they're at. But when it comes to everyday type of people, they really don't get it. You see what I'm saying? Like,
yep.
So that issue was you. That's just with you. It's just like, shoot, man, you looked the part, you were the part, but just happened you had the injury part. But so you had to come up with a decision as a man to look far past athletically and think what you can do financially and just be there as a man for your family. You see what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, that's what matters. It don't matter what you got in the bank. It don't matter the connections you got at the end of the day. It what matters is that you can take LeSean Jr., you can take your other son, you can take the one that's about to be born, and then you can just teach them a way to how to be successful. So, hey, excuse me if I'm going on too much about, like, your situation, but I just want to let you know that, hey, bro, man, I've met your moms. Like, this interview is different than what the other interviews I've gave because I feel like I know you, and I know your story, I know your mom. She know me, she always tell me, put the blunt down and do all this. And I'm just like, yo, the blunt is what's keeping me from going crazy sometimes. You know what I'm saying? So what I'm saying is, base, your story is like every other story out there, but in a unique way. So, man, I'm just saying, keep it real, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, I ain't gonna ever forget, man, that day I had to face a decision because, like I said, at the beginning, after that first surgery, freshman year, man, it just kind of went with me, and then, I won the same player, so I think it came around my junior year. I think it was right before my junior year. Had a choice of whether to continue to play, play it out, play hurt, or I had to take a medical. And so it was one of those decisions that I, you hear about it, man, and you just think as a player, especially a D1 prospect going into college, you don't ever want to, come in that choice, that decision, sitting at the table, now you're faced to, either continue going to class and not able to report to football and, graduate,
mm-hmm.
Scholarship check and don't have to report to football. Play it out and hope that the coaches, throw you in a rotation, knowing that they know you're hurt and you have a history of injury, history of surgery. Just pray to God that you someday play, get drafted, that was kind of iffy. And at that time, man, of my life being a junior, man, it was kind of crazy because, you've been playing football all your life, ever since you was young.
Mm-hmm.
And either it was class, football, extra hobby, class, football, all your life until you get to college, and now you're faced to, whether to continue to go and hope that you just, go through the injury or, go the other route, finish your degree. So I decided, it was a hard pill to swallow. I'm not even going to lie. Talked it over with my mom, moms go be moms, baby, do what you do what you feel like you want to do, what's comfortable, and it was just me and my mom at that time. I didn't have anybody, which I was cool with.
Mm-hmm.
But same time, I had to make a choice in that. And then little Junior came in the picture. He was about to get born. And, I mean, it's like everything mm-hmm. hit me off. You see what I'm saying? A lot of people didn't know that. It was a lot of things just hit me all at once. So now I had to face it,
mm-hmm.
and Junior was a big part of it, man. I'm like, I got a newborn coming in. I need to pretty much look out what my future's gonna be like. And so like I'm like, man, I'm finna get in these books pretty much. You know, that's what's gonna stick with me in the long run. That's kind of the right goes, you know. I took a medical, you know, and like I said before, it was a hard pill to swallow. You know, now I'm not even playing football no more. You know, I'm a regular student. You know, I don't even know what that feel like, Pete, walking on campus, you know. Yeah, I mean, I'm working out, going to class, whatever. Now I'm just a regular student, you know, and just got a lot of free time on my hands. It's different. You know, you never know how much time football take up, but, you know, it was one of those things that I went. And, man, it's like you said, in the long run, it worked out, man. I'm glad I chose that route. I ended up graduating, you know, on time. Ended up walking the stage, man, and getting that last pass, man. Despite what happened as far as, you know, Dr. Henry, I don't want to put him on blast. He ended up doing some stuff he wasn't supposed to do.
Oh, man. We ain't gonna talk about Dr. Henry. But anyway, your picture is in like in the Martian short with your cap and gown. You know, Vic, I'm mad because I'm not in there with y'all though. I'm mad, but hey, your picture is up in there, man. Like for sure, and you stand out more than anybody. If you go to soareveryday.com, you can see the portfolio because I got you, Vic, Brent, all the people who I went to school with here at Tech. You can still see them, but yeah, Vase. Yeah, man, you did it. You know what I'm saying?
It's like this, PDP. If I was to say one thing to the young athletes who's going to play D1 and they're faced with injuries at the beginning, it's not over, you know. And I mean, we all know what we signed up for, being an athlete. You know, injuries, that's part of the game. It is. I mean, you got other people out there playing in hurt, you know. But don't let the injuries make that be your only option. You know, I mean, don't shut down all because you can't come back from it. You know, I mean, it's other routes, other avenues you can actually get over. Living with
you. Yeah. Yeah, hey, that's exactly right. Hey, just hold on, Vase. Hey, you got at least like 10, 15 more minutes to do with me? You cool?
Okay.
Or can you do 15 more minutes?
Yeah, come on.
All right, cool. On the show right now, I got Mr. Stephen Ivey. Me and him, we played briefly together at in Muskogee High School in Muskogee, Oklahoma. Now he's a youth minister out of Arkansas doing his thing. He blesses my show every weekday, whenever he has a chance, and this dude is real powerful, and he's a young guy, and what's up, Mr. Ivey? Are you there, my man?
I'm on the line, man. How's it going?
Hey, it's great. Hey, I'm ready for you. You say you need a vent. You say you need a vent. Then what's up,
man? I tell you what, I can't vent like I want to. But I'll tell you, and we talked about this, man. It seems like I talk in circles here lately, but I tell you, adversity produces some of the best results in the life of any person. Mm-hmm. Adversity, and if I could say anything to anybody that's listening today, is embrace whatever adversity that you're going through. Think about it. We all love lemonade and that real good lemonade, not that watered down stuff, but that real good lemonade. And the way you get good lemonade, we all know you have to squeeze that lemon. That lemon has to be cut and squeezed to get all of its juices out. You know, we like apple juice. Apple juice the same way that apple has to be crushed, so on and so forth. And so it's amazing how it takes adversity to produce something and pull something out of us that sometimes we didn't even know existed. If we all look at our lives individually, our greatest moments or our greatest testimonies or our greatest victories came around the time that we had to face our greatest adversity. and you know, living life. I'm not that old, but living life at the age that I am, I've learned that that's what life is about. Life is about learning how to manage the ups, the downs, and continue to keep going. Because life, I oftentimes find out too, is in the middle of life, you're always celebrating the best and the worst of times. It's just how you make it, what you make out of it. And so if you're in a bad position right now, as hard as it might be, as hard as it might look, man, embrace the bad place that you're in, because I guarantee something good is going to come out of it if you just keep holding on.
Yeah, if you just keep going. Let's put it, Mr. Ivy, I don't know if you ever, like, when you, let's go back into time. And LaShawn, you can dip on this if you want to. So, before high school, let's think about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's go to middle school. I went to a different story. Mr. Ivy, you went to a different story. Mr. Vation, you went to a different story. But Mr. Vation, me and you got to come into contact with one another whenever we got into college. And I got to know Sabrina, who was your wife and what you got kids by. So me and you kind of know some things. But me and Mr. Ivy knew me before I even thought about, like, marriage or kids. And only thing I thought about was football. But, and sometimes I think the common denominator is how me and Mr. Vation ended up at Texas Tech. You know what I'm saying? But what brings me to the point, Mr. Ivy, is this. All right. It's like we come to a goal, right? We come to a goal,
mm-hmm.
and we might think that's for us. And sometimes that goal don't be for us. We might come in contact with somebody who helped them surpass what they were going to, like what they were going through. You see what I'm saying? So it's like we might have something to say to get them to what they're going through, but at the same time we still kind of stuck. So it's just like, dang. So who do the motivator look up to, especially when you're a pastor, when you're a preacher, when you're a bishop? You know what I'm saying? In which we get we like even with me, like, and I'm pretty sure with you too, we get our common denominator, we get our answers from the one from up above. And which how we get our answers from up above is from faith. And how we keep our faith is by going through those hard times. We don't turn away from those hard times. We embrace those hard times. So which is, every time somebody throw a hard time at me, ain't nobody going to defeat me. You know what I'm saying? It don't matter. It don't matter what came at me at Texas Tech, came at me before Texas Tech, and with some of my friends. You know what I'm saying? I don't care what you throw at me. I'm going to surpass it. And with some people, can't surpass it. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to LaShawn, who's on the line right now, one of the most impressive DBs, came straight up out of Dallas, Texas. You got TCU. He used to bury Texas Tech. And then LaShawn came, and he went through some injuries, and he came, he conquered. He came here, he got an injury, and met somebody, and he did not let the outside circumstances define who he was. He went ahead and was just like, yo, okay, especially back in 2005, it's nothing but swag, it's nothing but shake your lappy tappy, it's nothing but stuff like that. But he chose, and then, even though I don't like you for this right here, though, because Vation was the one who showed me the 3,000 bars with 50 cents in the game. You know what I'm saying? So, and that really teed me off back then. But LaShawn, man, but we still boys. You know what I'm saying? And he kept going. He kept going, now he continues to soar. Which brings me to you, Mr. Ivy. It's like you portraying a message. It's like, man, don't give up. But sometimes you go through it too. Just because you know scriptures don't mean you don't go through scriptures. You know what I'm saying? There's a difference. And just because that's why those who choose to preach the gospel, who those who choose to have that big heart and reach out to other people, we are judged more firmly than those who don't. You know what I'm saying? So just because you know scriptures doesn't mean you're not going to go through scriptures. So when you go through scriptures, that's what makes you that much harder
You know what I'm saying? Because when you go through, that's why you're able to step up into your congregation. And when you speak, people listen. And not only do they listen, but they feel you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's what it's all about. It's all about feeling. It's all about healing. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going all day. But, babe, that's Mr. Stephen Ivey. When you see Mr. Stephen Ivey, he going to look like another version of T.D. Jakes.
He's younger than us. Yes, you played college together. We was actually on the same recruiting trip in high school. It was me, Basin, Brent, Victor Hunter, and Ron Hill, Louis Vasquez, who plays for the played for the Broncos, and Manny Ramirez. So we was all on the same recruiting class. You know what I'm saying? No, go ahead, man. Yeah, for sure. Like, for sure. Like, but that just tells you, Mr. Ivey, that, like, you on the phone right now with people who is, like, legends. I'll just put it like to you. Like, I know where I come from Muskogee. You kind of, LaShawn only know briefly. I showed LaShawn a little message. I mean, a videotape when they're, like, I was new, Channel 8 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, back in the day. And LaShawn was like, damn, he hit puberty hard, nigga. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, yo, I couldn't say nothing, you know, because she was, I didn't have acne. You know what I'm saying? But like, it's crazy to get you guys both on the phone. I got one spiritual, and then I got LaShawn. He's just, man, LaShawn, I wish you guys could meet. But that's the beauty of everything happens for a reason, and never and don't burn any bridges. You know what I'm saying? So, Mr. Ivey, keep doing what you're doing. Stay on board with SOAR, and we're going to SOAR. Put it to you like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, for sure. Well, all right, man. You got anything you want to say? Anything else you want to say? Like a quote or anything? Or we can get back at it on Monday. It's up to you.
Not right now, man. I know what the next topic we're gonna talk about. You sparked something with me, so I can't wait till next Monday.
Hey, man, that's a step. Next Monday we getting back at it. You Minister, check it out in Arkansas, Mr. Stephen Ivey, he didn't graduate with me, but he went to school with me, straight up out of Muskogee, Oklahoma, went to Tulsa before he did his thing. But next Monday we gonna get back at it. But in the meantime, We got Mr. Mother sucking Mr. LaShawn. God, dog. A lot of people don't know. You know, I seen Brent about a week ago in Dallas, man. And it was cool. But in the midst of all that bass, man, we got to. I just want to know from brother to brother. But sometimes you would pass around that water jug with you and water in it. Because sometimes it was a time where me and you, like, I was hurt. You was hurt. And it was a time to where, like, every Friday when the varsity team, when the Texas Tech was out, they was traveling, went to the hotel, whatever they did. It was a time to where we would be like, yo, you trying to go to the student union? You know what I'm saying? And, like, you was attractive, brother. Yeah, you was attractive, brother. I was attractive, brother. So, like, girls would just want to come up to us.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
which brings me to when you're there in college, you're there playing sports, you're there, number one reason to play sports, but you're not able to play sports because you're injured. So when you're injured, you're just there. And you don't in 20, let's just say you were 22, and 21 years of life, you didn't get to experience what it was to actually be like original,
like natural students. So
yeah.
when we finally got that time,
yeah.
I take it on me. I was the bad influence. I was the bad influence. I was like, yo, Vase, trying to go to the red. You know what I'm saying? And we would go to the red, and it worked every time.
Yeah,
you hear me?
Yeah, that's funny, man. Yeah, like you said, man, we did have extra time on our hands, man, when we been traveling with the team. And those are the times, really, where you can actually, like, help turn them around, have, you know, something that you do, not related to football, you know? Because, I mean, we'll watch it, support it, but it's not the same being out there with your teammates, you know? So at that time, I mean, you know, we would go out, you know, have fun, do whatever it is just to bypass time, you know, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, times like that, man, you want to seize them, you know. Those non-related football times, I mean, you're going to have to find something to do, man. That's one of the things, man. You can't melt down and just let that injury or anything hold you back in life. You know, when you injured, I mean, all you think is like, man, football, I can't play football, it's over. Life continues.
Right.
That's why you got roommates. Exactly. Like, if I had roommates like Pete and Victor and Brent and Trent, I mean, when you have good roommates, I mean, y'all can talk about anything besides football, like continue that day. You know, it can be even better, you know, regardless of what we're doing. You know, we can just go outside and just fish or something, or just make up something. I don't know. You know, it's one. You got to seize those moments, man. You have fun, you know?
Yeah, exactly. You really have to seize those. You really have to seize those moments. And that's put it to you, the people who got to listen to, like, this. I got 20,000 listeners as of a week from yesterday. A week from last week. A week from yesterday, I got 2,700. Like, I'm only 250 away from getting that 21,000 mark. So for the people that are listening to right now, like, okay, you got, to say for instance, you go from having no cable TV, right? It's just you and your family. Then y'all get an antenna. When y'all get an antenna, then you able to tap into like 2, 4, 6, 8. You maybe can check out some other channels. It's a little staticky. So when LaShawn is coming at that, like, he worked his butt off, subconsciously worked his butt off to where he able to get a scholarship into Texas Tech. And then he meets some other people, which is me, Brent, Trent, and Vic. And it just so happened, they all from the same area, but me, I'm from Oklahoma, which is 4 hours away. But the point that LaShawn is trying to make is, like, the most popular show on the internet, on the TV right now, is Empire. I have not seen Empire. LaShawn called me a couple weeks ago telling me I should check out Empire because that's kind of like how we went through college. But I still have not seen Empire. So if you have seen Empire, now you're trying to show somebody else the Empire, and you're trying to make that somebody else person see the impact of the Empire, but they don't get it because they have not seen it. And that's the point of when you got some poor black kids growing up, that who had little to nothing but had the athletic ability to grow up out of something, but they were not able to get into the TV at a young age and or in high school football at a young age. But then they surpassed once they did get to that age to finally get there. So that's when they able to be like, yo, you ever heard of Empire? Like, you ever heard of so-and-so? I'm like, no. He was like, shoot, I ain't never really heard of something like that, but now that I'm older, got enough time on my hands, I can check that stuff out. So now I can peep into that. I can peep game. You know what I'm saying? But the reason why I'm telling you this is because when we were in college, we didn't have no time for that. But now we are out of college. Some of us have time. Some of us don't. And LaShawn had told me, like, yo, check out Empire, bro. You know what I'm saying? And I get to the point to where, man, I see it. And I see it, and I see it. And not only do I see it, is that I feel it. And that's what makes me want to get LaShawn on my show. And just like, yo, LaShawn, how we were, how we, like, he really.
Man, honestly,
I can just see
man,
you like that.
A lot of people, man, let's see, me, you, Vic, Brent, and Trent. Trent was always in the books, you know, it ain't nothing wrong with it. Trent would come out every now and then, but we actually had a good time, man. You want to talk about that college life, that experience as far as having fun, man, and actually going through your years of college, man. That's you have to sit all of us. That'll be like a testimony to all the up and coming college athletes, man. I mean, you can still have fun and then continue to be a student athlete. Nowadays, you got athletes getting out of control, raping this, raping that. I mean, we mm-hmm. actually had a good time as far as like throughout the week, and then we're able to go to class and still take care of business, man. I mean that's something I would never forget. You know, that's something I will always remember. Those good times, man. Those times that we had the best times we had was non-related to football with you guys, with all my roommates.
Oh, all right. We should end the interview right there. Because that's true. All the events that we enjoyed together was non-related to football. Well, if y'all was fishing at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm like, yeah, hey, y'all boys tripping. You know what I'm saying? Y'all jumping off the gazebo. Well, I jumped off of that with y'all, too. You know what I'm saying? But what are y'all stealing bikes? You know what I'm saying? but hey, that's what I'm saying, though. And that's the best part of life. That's a part of you living your life and being in a position of life to help somebody else surpass the circumstances of playing football. Because, like you said, the best moments in our life was not playing football. Think about it. If there was a time where all three of us was playing football, we can go to midnight maneuvers. We got, 12 minutes right now. We got 12 minutes to keep going on. So let's think about it. We go to midnight maneuvers. Me, you, Trent, Brent was all living with each other. Vic was living in somewhere else. But in all honesty, me and Brent was the only one getting gray and black shirts. So you and Trent had to come up with a way to try to get a black shirt, and y'all was trying to get a black shirt, but y'all stepped up getting a pink shirt, which made the frustration come out more. And me, Brent, and even Vic at the time, because Vic was still getting pink shirts too, was like, we felt y'all frustration. And with us feeling y'all frustration, it was just like, we wanted to help y'all out. You know what I'm saying? So, which took it further than football. It took it to brotherhood. It took it to, yo, these my boys. They earning this. Don't do this to them. But then you had Warden, Benny. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hey, they was a commandos.
Yeah, midnight maneuvers, man. Ooh-wee. I mean, that's another thing, man. Nobody, if you ever went through the program in Tech, man, I mean, those are fun times, too. But at the same time, man, it's just fighting anything else in life, man. It's just mental. Everything is mental, man. I mean, they put you in the black, gray, or pink, whatever. And at the time, man, when you're injured, I mean, you automatically go get in that pink, whether or not you can go or not. And so that always goes back to, I can remember times, man, where I couldn't even run, you know. But, hey, I'm out there. Everybody else nicked up and hurt. You know, that's the kind of attitude I kind of start. Everybody out there nicked up and hurt. Well, why can I go? You know, so, I mean, it's mental. It's everything mental. They put you in. No matter what shirt they put you in, it's always mentally just go ahead, get it knocked out. But like Pete was saying, man, it's one of those things to where when you see a boy in a pink shirt, you like, hey, Zace, come on, man. You know, get out.
Yeah.
Come on, man. I know.
Yeah, for sure.
And so, I mean,
it's like, I know you got more in there. I know you got more in the tank than that.
Yeah.
But a lot of people don't know. You deal with everything that you got. But
yeah.
It's just the politics. It's just the sometimes you got to, just like, man, like, for instance, I'm a criminal justice major. You know y'all used to call me investigate head and all this and that. It's just sometimes you gotta, like, if this is what you want. Like, for instance, I'm married right now. Me and my wife, we get into it. We get into it, like, for real. But I have to realize that, this is the one I wanted to marry. So I guess I gotta suck it up. You know what I'm saying? Just like in sports. You want to backpedal one way, but your coach is telling you, hey, backpedal with this open. So you can open up and run. Or backpedal, you know, so you can open up and run the other way. But that's your coach. If you want to play, you got to know what he's saying, right? You know what I'm saying? I know what you make plays. But it's the same way with marriage, man. I'm just like, she's like, yo.
Like, man, honestly,
yeah.
My father, and you know, I can honestly speak on this. 5 years going into marriage, me and Sabrina. I mean, it's one of those things. We didn't argue to the point to, it's no words can explain. You know, the bottom of the very bottom, what we went to. Still to this day,
mm-hmm.
We can sit back and laugh about it, you know, and thank God we can, you know. But, man.
Yeah, that's the best part about it.
I feel like
that's the best part about it, man.
Hey.
No.
Everything
yeah.
has to work clockwork, man, with your lady, man. It's kind of like clockwork. She should know your next step, vice versa. I mean, and pretty much, when you got you and your lady down like clockwork, a lot of stuff as far as communication really don't have to be said as much. You know, communication always builds the marriage and hold the marriage. But when you've been with that person, which is your rock, and they know your stuff, they know your every move, it's kind of that look or that snap or that finger point at you. It's stuff that you shouldn't ever have to say that your lady already know or your man already know. You know, and that comes in time. You know, that comes with night and day, y'all going through whatever. And so, I mean, it's kind of like if you want to put it to as far as on a defensive side, like your wife is offense, and you know, I mean, and you defense. I mean, you should already know. You should already know the lady what she likes to run on third and down. You should already know. I mean, you should call blitz. You know. You already know. She
go line. Yeah.
I mean, you see what I'm trying to say? But
now, hey, yeah. I know exactly what you're trying to say, but, hey, you keep going because there's other black men out there who don't know. So keep going.
Man, hey, I wasn't always able to have this conversation, baby. You know that. I mean,
me either, bro. And sometimes, hey, I'm telling you, keep going, bro. I remember, I went to Rising Star last Sunday. That's where me and my wife go. And we went there because of you and Sabrina. That's a church. For everybody out there that's listening right now, that's a church. Me and Sabrina, me and Sabrina, that's my wife now, but me, LaShawn and Vic used to go to Rising Star, and we got about 5 minutes to go just about right now. We used to go, but only reason why we used to go is because Sabrina, LaShawn's wife right now, I think Dee Dee too used to go to that church, and that's what got us going. But I used to go there with LaShawn and Vic and catch the spirit. And whenever I would catch the spirit, they would talk about me. Like LaShawn and Vic, well, it's more Vic. Oh, you call it spirit, huh? You know I really would, and that's why I take my wife now. And And to this day, like, even they still remember LeSean, they still remember Vic, they still remember Sabrina, and they still think, they think I ran track. But I'm like, nah, LeSean didn't run track. And, you know, Vic showed up and throw no shot put. Nigga, we played football. You know what I'm saying? It's so, like, yeah, so I have to tell them, like, nah, we, because right now the most is, right now the person who jumps the highest in the high vote goes to that church. So, like, you know, when you got, as you say, man, it's like a Michael Crabtree. Who LeSean got into it with? Which I had to break up the fight back then, but I'm not going to get into that. But yeah. But, like, I, sometimes I have to come in, like, man, sometimes I don't know that nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, he might be on scholarship now, but, yo, I'm a young buck. Holler at me when he want to get a professional job. If he ain't trying to get a professional job and he want to be homeless, he can holler at somebody else. But if you want to be professional and come in with somebody who I come up with, some, come on board with people who I got, like who I know, then he can come holler at me. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, that's just the church where we go at now. And LeSean, Sabrina, Vic, Dee, and Vic is married now. So shout out to Emily and all that. So
Vic didn't step out.
Yep.
Congratulations. Congratulations, Victor Hunter. That's another topic.
Yeah, man.
Victor came out. I want to appreciate you, man, for this, giving me time out just to hear from me, man, athletes, dealing with injuries, man.
Yeah, so.
Howdy,
saving our athletes respectfully. Bates. I'm
anybody,
telling you, man.
Go ahead. Anybody want to contact me, man? Again, man, I'm located in the city of Lufkin, Texas, where MD McKenna Dixon and Rashad Hunt, Sabrina Taylor / Vation, just their hometown, Lufkin Pride. I work at the city of Lufkin, man. I'm the athletic coordinator. If anybody want to email me, contact me. My email is lvation@cityoflufkin.com. Contact 936-633-0250. So, hey, if you...
Say that again for me one more time. Say that again for me one more time, if you don't mind, please.
Yeah, my contact information is I'm LeSean Vation. I work for the city of Lufkin. I'm the athletic coordinator. My email address is lvation@cityoflufkin.com. You can call my office 936-633-0250, or you can call my work cell 208-936-208-6081. Either or. And so, man, Pete, like I said, man, you always had a voice, man. And here you go, man. This is you, man. This is all you, man. Sword got PDP written all over, man. Congratulations again, man. You're doing big things, man.
Oh, man, that's very appreciated. Thank you, LeSean. Everything happens for a reason. I know I met you for a reason. You used to have them braids. Vase, I'm talking about Vic, I'm sorry. Vic, before you had the crown, Vic, hey, we was always tight, and we moved into Raiders Pass, and when y'all both got into it, we've always been there, but long story short, Vase,
yeah.
Don't count me, Vic, or Brent, or Trent out.
Oh, yeah.
Because when I make it, when I really make it, we all make it. Because I ain't got no friends but y'all friends. And that's including Sabrina, Little Junior. I don't know your other two yet, but I got a kid, too. So we all going to be a big family. I still got a vision for us. So before the network cut us off in like 30 seconds, bro, I'm telling you, I ain't forgot. I never will forget. If I don't talk to you for another couple of weeks, I got you on my show. I'm gonna broadcast it for the longest. And you're right. I'm just gonna give it to you right. So with that being said, tell Sabrina I said hi. Tell the two kids I said hi. And to that being said, man, hey, keep doing what you're doing, bro. Keep it up. All right.
All right, man. See you in the near future, boy.
Oh, yeah, for sure, man. Y'all take it easy, man. God bless, okay?
All right, Pete.
All right, cool. Yeah, that was a little celebration. One of my college mates, man, I wish I could tell you guys, 2005 to 2009, man, epitome, LaShawn Fashion came straight up out of Irving, Texas. TCU used to dominate the Big 12, and I think beat OU, even Texas Tech, and all that. But LaShawn came in, went to a memorial, did what he had to do, and now he got a few kids and has a family. And as a man, not as a black man, but as a man, showing you how to be a man. With that being said, if nobody's showing you how to be a man, play back this interview. And also, if still no one showing you how to be a man, go to YouTube. Put in simply how to be a man. If you don't know how to be a man these days, it's your own fault. It's not your father's fault. It's not your mama's fault. It's not your grandma's fault. It's your fault. Shut up. Look in the mirror. Don't make no more excuses. That being said, God bless, peace, and love. And always, do what you love and love what you do. But that. Stop making everybody else not make a dream come true. Shut up. Do what you want to do. Peace. At the end of the day, love everyone and love yourself no matter what.